The nation's prison population hit a record high last year, 2.1 million people. Eventually, nearly all of those convicts are getting out, and they'll be looking for work. They include Karsten Jeffries, a drug addict who picked up a gun and robbed a series of Baltimore businesses.
Check cashing stores, fill a station, anywhere that I can get the money to pay back some drug dealers.
You pleaded guilty or did you go to trial and all that?
I pleaded guilty. It's nobody's fault but mine.
Karsten Jeffries began his job search this summer as he became one of 8,500 felons being released this year in Baltimore alone.
Never before in our history have we put so many people in prison, and we really didn't think about the consequences when these people would be released.
Christy Vischer is the principal research associate at the Urban Institute, which has been tracking the effect of tougher drug laws, mandatory sentencing, and other changes that increase the prison population.
These people have serious criminal histories, and unless they are given some kind of support to begin a conventional lifestyle, data show that they will revert to a criminal lifestyle, often including serious substance use.
Law enforcement officials are warning of an increase in crime unless ex-cons manage to change their lives. That's one of several reasons that Baltimore officials are trying to persuade employers to take a chance on hiring felons. Karen Sitnick, who directs the mayor's Office of Employment, is forecasting a shortage of workers.
We're going to have a gap between the number of workers we're going to need and the number of work age people we're going to have if we don't take advantage of this ex-offender group coming in.
Are you arguing that ultimately a lot of employers are not going to have a choice in this matter because over time they're going to need to have some ex-offenders on their payroll in order to get the job done?
You know, I'm not sure that I'm arguing that they're not going to have a choice. I'm suggesting that they would be wise to recognize the fact that meeting their workforce needs will be easier for them if they're going to be more open-minded.
The owners of K&W Finishing agreed to try. The supervisor is Kathy Holmes.
You have to throw all your stereotypes out the window. You really do. And I don't ask them, okay, what did you do? Why are you here? I focus more on what their skills are than where they've been.
Kathy Holmes is a thin woman who wears glasses and a confident smile. She's helping to manage her father's firm, and she gave us a tour of the production floor, where the company binds and finishes paper products. Employees run steel machines that cut paper into odd shapes, from road maps to cards in the shape of Playboy bunnies.
We do Christmas cards. We do for the Orioles. Their skybox menus are die-cut into the shape of a globe.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Correct.
This is a hard job. I mean, this is not a pleasant job.
No, it's very difficult to find employees to do this type of work. We're in a very hard time attracting people to our company.
It's repetitive, low-paid, non-union work. There's a high turnover rate, which helps to explain why Kathy Holmes has hired several convicts to fill out a workforce of 80. She sometimes hires people who are just finishing their sentences, people allowed to leave prison during the day, though the new hires don't always make it. One got out of work for the day by claiming he was stuck at the prison.
And he called on Saturday morning and told the supervisor, I'm not going to be able to make it in because he didn't put my name on the list of people allowed to leave today. So he went out and did a joy on Baltimore City for the day, and when he showed back that night like he'd been at work all day, locked them down, and they treated it as an escape.
But the same program also brought her Karsten Jeffries, that convicted robber we heard at the start of this report. He got a job in June because he had experience working a printing press during his 9 years in prison. When we met Jeffries, he was running a black machine that cut cardboard folders printed with the corporate slogan, Defining What Comes Next. He says he's off drugs now. He has to pass a drug test twice a week, and he wants to stay off the streets where he became an addict.
When I was out there, it seemed normal. Now that I've been away, things just don't seem normal. It seems like kids are just gone crazy. It's like they lost their minds. You know, they want to do something to you if you walk too close to them. You know, they don't have any respect. And the same thing I was told when I was a teenager. But I thank God for having this job. I like it.
Many convicts don't make it as far as Karsten Jeffries did. We interviewed 10 recently released felons in Baltimore, and some would be hard to place in any job. Many have limited educations, spotty work histories, and drug problems.
I had had a CDS charge, a drug charge.
Crack.
I was in the drug world for like 37 years.
37 years. Mm-hmm. In and out of prison.
Right. It was like a revolving door.
I'm from Baltimore, but I'm homeless, though. I'm paranoid, schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic?
Yeah, paranoid.
If I was to go out there and find a job, like you say, my background would always, you know, hinder me.
Some do get training or counseling, either in prison or from charities like Goodwill. But their best chances of employment come at places like K&W Finishing, where Kathy Holmes says the low-paid workforce has so many personal problems that convicts can compete.
Before we started hiring ex-offenders, I said we got them before they went into the system. Now let's see what happens when we can get them after they go into the system, and maybe we'll get them on the other side. They'll be rehabilitated.
And is there some specific crime that you would not want to work with somebody who committed that crime?
I think the biggest fear that I would have would be a sexual assault. We do have somebody here that was in jail for 14 years for a murder. Our supervisors were not very happy about that. They did not want to get this person in here, and I talked to him about it and just give it a try.
Did you find out who this guy killed or why?
No, I don't ask questions.
We did. A man who asked that we identify him only as Lewis says a jury convicted him for his role in a fight that ended in a shooting outside a Chinese restaurant. Lewis was 16.
During that time when I first got locked up because I was so young, it didn't really bother me because I was busy. I knew too many people in there, and I'm just running around thinking it's a joke. But if I got to age like 22, I started waking up, started realizing that, damn, I ain't going home for years.
Once he got serious, he says, he got his high school equivalency certificate and studied business. Now he's earning $9.75 an hour and testing his business education by pressing Kathy Holmes for a raise.
I want to at least be making like between $18 and $22 an hour.
Now, do you think that there's anything that you need to learn here before you're worthy of that kind of money, or do you think you're worthy now?
You know, with the type of work I'm doing on the floor now and stuff, setting machines up, I got to help all these women, just lazy women, basically.
And it's a terrible job to help all the women.
It sounds like you're not getting a raise today.
A few minutes later, Kathy Holmes took this convicted killer and playfully put an arm around his shoulder in a kind of headlock. She knows many offenders will end up back in prison, but she's hoping to find some value in those determined to stay outside.
Photos and more about prisoners re-entering the job world at npr.org.